Happy Easter. Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. In this, the final day of the octave of Easter, in which today is as much Easter Sunday as it was a week ago. It's the 8 earthly days in which we celebrate the eternal victory of Jesus, defeating death. His victory over death and the victory for eternal life. Jesus did that. How do we share in that? Because that happened. It's not just some automatic like, ooh, now we got it. How do we share in that? It's this, the 8th and final day of the celebration of Easter Day, that the church points to how you and I share in Jesus' victory over death, the victory of eternal life, where He opened again the gates of the Garden of Eden. Hence, where Easter, you see the flowers everywhere. It's the Garden of Eden has been opened to us again, which means eternal life with God is open to us again. How? How for you and I? It's through divine mercy. There's no other way. It's through divine mercy that what is within the heart of God, the heart of Jesus, that we share in that, that's poured upon us. And the first moment in which you encountered God's divine mercy was in the moment of your baptism. And then continuously throughout your life, turning to Him in prayer, in confession, in repentance. And it's His divine mercy that we receive the entirety of our identity, who we are as sons and daughters of God. It's through that. It's our sharing in this Easter victory. On this day as well, we remember and we prepare. We remember, first of all, Pope Francis, who yesterday was laid to rest. He was laid to rest on the Vigil of Divine Mercy, which is the day that John Paul II died as well. John Paul II, who instituted in the church calendar this Feast of Divine Mercy, he died on the Vigil as we entered into it, and it was the day that Pope Francis was laid to rest. And one of the most distinct memories that I have of Pope Francis was it was an incredible gift to be studying in Rome during the last papal election and to be in St. Peter's Square when the white smoke came up that rainy night. And the white smoke comes up and there's an exhilaration that went through the hundreds and thousands of people who started pouring into St. Peter's Square, in the square and pouring out 500,000 people. And for the nearly hour from the moment that there was a new pope to when he came out, there was this exhilaration and joy because we have a pope now. We didn't even know who he was. And then he came out and they announced his name. We still had no clue who he was. But one of the most moving moments was after his short address, he had asked everyone there to pray for him. And he bowed his head, and over the 500,000 people, it was dead silence as people prayed for him as he began his pontificate. At the beginning and now at the end, we pray for him. And it's his great desire as well that we pray for him. After someone dies, you usually hear, well, what Dad would have wanted. There's lots of things Dad may have wanted. But after someone's died, the one thing and the only thing that they truly want is for you to pray for them. For you to pray for them. And so as we prayed for him at the beginning of his pontificate, we pray for him now. Because every one of us is in need of God's divine mercy. That is who we are as Christians. It defines who we are, and it is the air that we breathe. And so we pray for him, and we also prepare that by next week, they'll begin the conclave in which the cardinals will gather in the Sistine Chapel and they'll vote for who will succeed, who will follow in the chair of Peter, who will be our father. And so we pray that divine mercy may cover them as well, that they may be truly led by the Holy Spirit. We pray for this because it's what the church needs and it's what the church has always asked of us. It's divine mercy that defines who we are. And why is this continuous need for it, everyone? And this was what Saint Faustina, when Jesus appeared to her less than 100 years ago, there was a couple very specific things that he asked. Very specific things. One was that this image would be painted of his divine mercy, where from his pierced side, the one that Thomas reached in and through which he touched his heart, that blood and water would be flowing from it. That from the side of Jesus is born his bride, the church. Just as from the side of Adam is born his bride, Eve, which marked the completion of all of creation, right? Guys, creation wasn't done until Eve was created, drawn from the side of Adam, and then the crown of creation, and it was finished. The recreation is born from the side of Jesus, the love of God flowing from his heart. But the completion of that is when it covers us and we share in that, that we share in that heavenly life even now. And why it's this continuous need to turn to it, and why St. Faustina said, the image, the chaplet of divine mercy, in praying that, and that there be a day dedicated to divine mercy, this second Sunday of Easter, the completion of this octave, was because what is needed most in our time, God always provides for us. And what is needed most in our time, in your life, in mine, and in the whole world, is divine mercy. Because our hearts, something happens to them in sin. Our sin, but also the sin that we encounter that's committed against us and that we encounter and see in the world, that does something to you. It hardens the heart. It hardens it. But what this torrential downpour of divine mercy does when we place ourselves under it is it takes and it pours down upon our hardened heart and it changes it. It begins to transform it into a heart that's recreated, a heart of flesh. A heart that can be filled with the love of God, that can be hurt and vulnerable, yes, and can be pierced and bleed, absolutely, but a heart that is alive and alive with God's love. It is the thing that Jesus gave to us, knowing it's what we need most in this time, in the world, in your life, in the lives of those you love, and in mine. All of us. It's divine mercy. And so to pray for Pope Francis, for the cardinals, and for ourselves and those we know are in need of that divine mercy, which is all of us. We're going to pray just one decade of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So I invite those who can to kneel as we turn to the Lord and ask him to pour his mercy down upon us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 For for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.